No matter what happens on Foxology, it's all good. Let's get back to Silver Ray Fox for more inspiration.
Hey there, and welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Rick Schaefer today about his Extreme Thought Makeover program. It has been fun talking with you, Dr. Rick.
Thank you.
Listen, the time just goes by so fast. We have only about 10, 12 minutes, but I want to talk to you and have you talk to us about the law of attraction. That's something we hear a lot about. It's not a new phrase, but every time I talk to anybody about it, there's some new information that can be shared. So I'd like to hear your take on it. Some people say that, you know, you just think it and it's going to happen or come to you. I know that that works in self-fulfilling prophecy. If you think about bad stuff, you know, often enough, you certainly can find yourself there. Are you an advocate that, you know, if you think enough good thoughts, that's also going to shake out to be some good things too?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really a fun thing to study because the law of attraction, you know, you spend the first 5 minutes studying it and you go, okay, this is easy. I get it. This is easy. But it's got so many little nuances to it and so many neat little perspectives to look at it that it really can be a lifelong endeavor. And it's really fun because it's all about energy matching up. And I think people realize, you know, if you go to a cocktail party, you tend to wind up with people who are sort of like yourself. You know, they have the same views. They might be the same religion or the same race or whatever. I mean, certainly if I went to a cocktail party in France and there were three people who spoke English, I'd probably wind up hanging out with them, right?
Of course.
So everybody kind of knows that we're kind of gravitate towards, you know, sameness, being around people with the same opinions and the same sort of perspectives as we do. But it's like that way down through every cell, every molecule of the universe is that like attracts like. And you sort of study that and you go, well, what the heck do I do with that? But it's all about the thoughts and the feelings and the emotions that you carry, and those will line up with other people of like emotions and feelings and thoughts. And whatever it is that you're thinking about, whatever it is that you're focusing on or doing, that part will be expanded in your life. If you keep thinking, grandparents are masters at this because they think their grandkids are absolute angels, right?
Yeah.
And the parents are telling a different story. But the child shows that angel behavior to the grandparent because that's what the grandparent is seeing and focusing on and looking at. And it's really interesting how it matches up. That behavior comes out. You know, sometimes if you have a, you know, a key relationship in your life and you're kind of frustrated, if you're going, oh man, that person's going to do that one thing and really irritate me again, they're probably going to do that one thing and really irritate you again. And if you're focusing on something else when you see them, like, oh my gosh, I love every little funny little habit you have. You're just such a miracle in my life. They show you that part of them. It's really fun. And I'd like to add one more thing. The universe, as I understand it, the way I've studied it and what I've learned, it's a universe of inclusion, which means whatever you're thinking about, whatever you're talking about is going to match up. And the universe can't respond in a negative way. In other words, like if you say, I hate being fat, you can't attract thinness by hating fat.
And so there is a wide audience out there that wants to know, how do I attract skinny?
Yeah, skinny. Well, yeah.
How do you attract skinny?
Yep, if you look at my program, it's all about it's doing those little baby steps in all different parts of your life where it's easy and then bringing those steps in to the weight issue. You know, if it's a big issue in your life, just wait a little bit. Learn, study, work on perfecting this, you know, this thought process, this positive thought process, and then you'll be able to bring it in. It'll be great. So, you know, I really want to make sure that people catch my offer today because it's such a fun
Oh, yes, ride. Of course. Tell people where to go for that.
Yeah, when, I, when I put this program together, I really wanted to lay out everything that had been most impactful for me and that I had learned from others who thought, you know, it had been the biggest impact in their lives. And it landed on 37 separate lessons. I decided instead of publishing a book to put it online to be delivered one lesson at a time, one day at a time, so that you have one thing to focus on. It's only about a 5 to 15 minute endeavor every day. And it's delivered by email with links to my website. And I also promised myself when I completed the program, I would launch it and allow it to go out for free for the first 12 months that I put it out there. I felt that that was a way to give something back, sort of a sacred service to provide and let as many people who wanted to get access to it. And it's been over a year and it's still sitting out there for free. And people in 43 countries now have worked through this program. So it's been so fun how it's spread. And it's so encouraging to think that we're really all the same, Silver Ray. Anywhere on the planet, so many of us are thinking the same thing, you know?
That's phenomenal. It really is. So let's tell everybody where to go.
The site is extremethoughtmakeover.com. And you'll see a bio and a nice, you know, a lot of descriptive information and stuff. But if you just click on the sign-up form, you can just get into the program for nothing, and it'll take you through a 37-day experience that could be absolutely amazing. And, you know, you can kind of rush it. You can kind of control the speed of it a little bit. You can put it on pause or accelerate it or something. But and hopefully, you know, one or two of those things will really touch your heart. You know, it doesn't mean that you have to figure everything out the first time through it. But hopefully there'll be something that'll really touch you and have a dramatic impact. And that's what I created it for. And so far, it's been really a wonderful experience. I feel like where I am now, I'm able to help so many more people in such a more significant way than I did when I was in traditional medicine.
Hmm. Well, I agree with you. You know, I certainly am on the same page with you. When it comes to transforming thinking, though, 37 days is the start of a lifetime, is what I would say, of thinking in a more transformed way. That's what I would say. It's not something that it's not like taking an injection and all of a sudden you're just going to be there. It requires a certain type of consciousness and understanding that new reality of how things can work in your life. It's really, amazing is the best word that I can use right now, because it really does open up a whole new way of life and opportunity for people who embrace this way of doing life.
Yeah.
So.
Yep, and you also know, too, you know, there's so much information out there that is absolutely spectacular. There's brand new stuff. There's 3,000-year-old stuff that is absolutely wonderful. And I always encourage that, too. You know, read one thing. Whatever you're drawn to, whatever you're matching up with, just go for it. And, you know, if you're drawn to my program, work through that. If you want to buy some CDs or, you know, read some books or go to some workshops, just do whatever you're drawn to and follow that. And it's such a wonderful lifelong journey. Really
right.
Work out well.
Right. Well, another thing I wanted to ask, since we only have a couple of minutes, is just to put out there, and again, to encourage people to go ahead and go to the website. But there are probably some initial action steps that you might suggest for folks who, again, they may be hesitating, you know, to even go to the site, even though it's free. I mean, you can really afford this if it's free. what would be some action steps? I mean, there's some sort of a hesitancy, I believe, because if it were not, everybody would be doing it this way, and life would be so much better and happier for everybody. And we know that's not, you know, it really has a lot to do with how people are looking at things and judging things on a daily basis. But what would be, if you could give us one or two really encouraging action steps, what would they be?
Good. I'm going to share day two, the lesson called Rampage of Appreciation. And I think if you didn't get anything, if you never looked at any other part of the program, this would be the most significant. I think it's been the most useful to me in my life. And so everybody who's listening, here's the action step. Get out a piece of paper and start writing down one thing at a time. Just go, something you appreciate, something you love. I appreciate, okay, that I have a car and I get to drive around and have freedom of transportation. Okay, I appreciate that there's air conditioning in my car. Oh, that's really nice on those 90-degree days. I appreciate that I always seem to have enough money to make that payment on that car. Okay, I appreciate that I always seem to find a parking spot somewhere. Okay, I appreciate that, oh, there's food available to me in a grocery store. You know, I appreciate that all this food comes from all these different places. I appreciate the lettuce. I appreciate the farmer who grew the lettuce. Just start writing stuff down. I appreciate this kid, that kid, my job, little bits and pieces. And don't stop. Give yourself 10 minutes to start writing one thing after another, after another, after another, little things. And you will get into such a rampage. You will feel so good, and I guarantee you won't be able to stop at 10 minutes because you build so much momentum and you start feeling so good and you have such a shift in your emotions, and you will draw more of the things that you appreciate to you by staying in that emotional state.
And then that helps to create this harmony that we're all looking for.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a key thing in all of this. I think that's what your whole program ultimately is encouraging, that we get to that place where we're feeling good, happy, satisfied, and in harmony with all the things that are around us.
Yeah, that's all. Just that.
That's everything. Well, you know what? We are already at the tail end of the show, Dr. Rick. I can't believe it. I could talk to you all day about this.
Yeah, and likewise. I enjoy speaking with you so much. I love the opportunities when we can cross paths. And as well, I learned from you. You know, it's really been a wonderful experience. I really appreciate you bringing me onto your show and allowing me to share this with a few more people.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's my pleasure. I appreciate that you were here with me today. And I know that people who are listening have some good takeaways, and I want to thank you again, and I hope the rest of your day is the best of your day, and I look forward to seeing you at our next event.
Sounds great.
All right. Talk to you then. All right. We are wrapping it up here. Thank you so much for being great listeners today. I'll be back next week, 12 high noon Central Standard Time, and I'd be so happy to have you here listening. You don't have to hold out on talking to me. You know, we have a phone number too. And, we're tweeting now, so I'll be looking forward to hearing from you guys. In the meantime, I hope that you will have a great day too. And I have to share with you the wonderful, quote that I ran across, this week that I thought was, so terrific. And this is all befitting of the extreme thought makeover. But imagination is everything, is what Einstein says. It's a preview of life's coming attraction. So take that with you today. Make something of your day. Enjoy it. And I'll talk to you next Wednesday.